بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. طيب okay, today this is our session number 33, reading from Lessons in Arabic Language, Book 1, Dr. Fa Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. Our plan for today is to review a couple of points that we had previously related to prepositions and adverbs, okay, that we had in lesson 9 and 10. A couple of prepositions and adverbs that we had in lessons 9 and 10. So we're going to have a quick review of the English key for lesson 9, part B, on page 23, point number 4. And then we're going to go from there to lesson 10. English key, part A, points 3, 4, and 7, on pages 26 and 27. Okay, so that's going to be our review of some of our past work, and then we're going to do a homework review sheet number 18, which is the last one that we have. And then we're going to review lesson 19, which is the foundation for lesson 20. And today, inshallah, we're going to take lesson 20 as a new lesson. Okay, so let's start with the quick review of lesson 9, English key, part B, point 4, page 23. Okay, it says here, عند, the word عند, this is a ظرف. ظرف المكان, an adverb of place. Okay, so the ظرف المكان indicates the position of something. Okay, previously we had in lesson 5, تحت, yani underneath, and we had in lesson 8, amama and khalfa, in front of and behind, and now in this lesson we have inda, which means to be with. Okay, all of these are adverbs of place, so they tell us that someone or something is in front of or behind or underneath or with someone. All right, so the reason why we want to review this particular dharf inda here in lesson 9 is because it has more than one meaning. So we have one meaning for it here in lesson 9, and we're going to see in lesson 10 that another meaning for it. And these meanings, yani, are not yani clearly related to one another. It's not that clear that they are related to one another. So we just want to distinguish between the meaning that came here for enda, meaning with, to be with someone, and the meaning that comes in the next lesson, lesson number 10. The first part of the lesson, yani in the English key. Okay, so very, very briefly, anda, it said it means with. The noun following it has kesra. Yani takes kesra ending. The i'rab of it, yani, is going to be that it's going to, yani, it's going to be mudafun ilayhi majroor. And because it's majroor, the primary sign of a noun being majroor is kesra. So it's going to have the noun following it, following anda, is going to have kesra ending. For example, the teacher is with the headmaster. Al-mudarrisu inda al-mudiri. So notice that after inda, the noun following it has kesra ending. This means, this kesra ending means that the word is majroor in the genitive case. And there are two main reasons why a word would be majroor. In lesson 4, we had words are majroor when they follow prepositions like min, wa ila, ala, and so on. Okay, so when a word follows a preposition, we're going to say it's the object of the preposition, and it's majroor, the sign that it's majroor is kesra. Same thing with the dharf. Sometimes people get mixed up between the dharf and the harf jar, yani the preposition and the adverb, because both of them have a noun following them that's going to be majroor with kesra. In any case, anda is a dharf. Dharf al-makan, an adverb of place. It tells you something about the place or the position of the person. Al-mudarrisu, where is he? Inda al-mudiri. He is with the headmaster or the principal. Okay, that's the meaning of inda that we had in lesson 9. Now, let's go to lesson 10. Next lesson, right? Next lesson, 10. Here, we're going to look at the first part of the English key, points 3, 4, and 7. But let's start with point number 3, because it's related to what we just looked at, عند. Here, point number 3 on page 26, it says, we have already learnt that the word عند meaning with. That the word عند means with, like عند المدير, with the headmaster. It is also used to convey the idea of to have something. For example, أَعِنْدَكَ قَلَمٌ أَعِنْدَكَ قَلَمٌ. Yani from the previous meaning, we might think the meaning here is there with you a pen? And which actually, yani yes, literally it means that. Is there with you a pen? Have you a pen? Or is there a pen with you, as they said? Okay, but what is intended by is there a pen with you? And you do have a pen. So if you wanted to ask somebody, do you have a pen? In Arabic, you could say, أَعِنْدَكَ قَلَمٌ أَعِنْدَكَ كِتَابٌ أَعِنْدَكَ بَيْتٌ. Okay, so عِنْدَ means, يعني, it's the ظرف المكان that is used to say somebody is with someone. And it's also used to يعني, indicate having something. Okay, so these are two meanings, and we want to be careful that we don't get mixed up between them. Okay, the same word is used. It has the same effect, meaning that the word following it is going to be مُضَافٌ إِلَيْهِ مَجْرُوَ. Yani the word following a ظرف, its إعراب is that we say it is مُضَافٌ إِلَيْهِ مَجْرُوَ. The sign that is مَجْرُوَ, primary sign is كَسْرَ. So, in this example they gave us though, أَعِنْدَكَ قَلَمٌ, we don't see the pronoun كَاف taking a كَسْرَ. And that's because pronouns are مَبْنِيٌ, they're fixed. So you don't change كَا, كِي, who, ha, kum, you don't change them, okay? They remain fixed. But we say that it is, the ka in عندك, we say it is مضافٌ إليه مبنيٌ, مبنيٌ, in the place where it should be مجرور, في محل جر. Okay, so these are two meanings for عند. Now, I said we're going to look at 4 and 7 as well, but I'm going to skip 4. And go to 7, because it's related to what we're talking about here. Okay, point number 7 on page 26, lesson 10, says, ma'a means with. Now we just said, yani in lesson 9, the inda means with. And then we said here in lesson 10, the inda means to have something. And now we're saying, ma'a means with. Okay, so now what I want to do is, I want you to be clear on what? Inda has two different meanings. To be with somebody, and also to have something. And then, I want to say that to be with somebody, there are two words that are used to express this. عند, هو عند المدير. Or هو مع المدير. Okay? So here they said in point number 7, مع means with. To understand the difference between مع and عند, since both of them mean to be with, and the first meaning we have for عند is to be with, remember that if you say, and the difference between when you say to be with somebody with عنده and when you say to be with somebody with مع. If you say المدرس عند المدير, here عنده, the teacher is with the headmaster, it means that the teacher has gone to the headmaster's office and he is with him there in his office. So عنده means to be with somebody but in a particular specific place, with the principal in his office, with the imam in the masjid, and so on like this. With the teacher in his classroom, and so on. But, if we go to page 27, but ma'a doesn't have this restriction, yani of being with somebody in a particular place. It can be with the, he can be with the headmaster anywhere. So, if you said, al-mudarris ma'a al-mudiri, it means he's with him, but it doesn't indicate that he's with him in a particular place like his office, or with the teacher in his classroom, or with the imam in the masjid. It just means he's with him, so it's unrestricted. So the difference between saying al-mudarris عند المديري and al-mudarris مع المديري, if you say عند المديري, it means that he's with him in his particular place, the place that he's known for. And if you say مع المديري, it just means that he's with him, they might be anywhere. They might be in a park, they might be in the market, they could be any place. Alright? So this we want to make clear, and also note that the noun after ma has kasra ending. Yani just like the noun after inda has kasra ending, so also the noun after ma has kasra ending. And that's because ma'a is also a dharf. Yani ma'a is also a dharf. So the noun following it, like anda, like amama, like khalfa, like tahta, the noun following it is going to be mudhafun ilayhi majrur. Mudhafun ilayhi majrur. Okay, the last point that we want to go over, yani, is point number 4, which I skipped over because I wanted to connect anda with ma'a. And point number 4 says, we have already learned the preposition li, meaning belonging to. Like you say, alhamdulillahi, the praise belongs to Allah. When it is attached to a pronoun, it takes fatha, yani li, lam, kasra. If it's attached to a pronoun, it takes fatha. So you say, you don't say lika, lihu, liha, you say laka, lahu, laha. Okay, so it takes fatha. The meaning is the same. When it's attached to a pronoun, it takes fatha. It has the same meaning. Yani laka means something belongs to you. Lahu means something belongs to him. Laha means something belongs to her. So the preposition lam kasra li, which means belonging to, when it's used with a pronoun, the vowel changes. The vowel changes to fatha. Except in one case. Yani li lam kasra ya, meaning something belongs to me. When you're saying using li for yourself, something belongs to you, then the vowel remains kasra because it's followed by the pronoun that represents the first person singular. Belongs to me, I, Anna. So because of that, yani whenever ya al-mutakallam, the pronoun for the first person singular, is attached to a word, that word automatically has to take kasra before ya al-mutakallam. So the kasra remains only with this pronoun, with ya al-mutakallam. Li, belonging to me. Otherwise, lahu became fatha. Laka became fatha. Laha became fatha. Lakum and so on became fatha. One last note that I want to make. It says, note, li akhun. So now we're going to relate li to anda. Yani, so all of these are interrelated. Li and anda and ma'a. Yani, these are points that you have to kind of get clear in your mind. Note, li akhun means I have a brother. Literally, a brother belongs to me. Because li means, yani, to belong to. Right? So, li for me, or I have a brother. A brother belongs to me. Li femun means I have a mouth. Literally, a mouth belongs to me. So, it is wrong to say, عندي akhun. Or عندي femun. Because inda is used with things which are separable. While relations, yani a brother or a sister or a mother or a father, people that are related to you and parts of the body, like fem, the mouth, yani these things are not of this nature, meaning they are not separable. And you can't separate your mouth from you. And you can't separate, well, I mean, you shouldn't separate your relatives, your mother or your father or your brother or your sister from you. So, the last point that we're making here is that, yani, anda, we said it means to be with someone, specifically in their place. And anda also means to have something. But inda is used with things that are separable. Yani, عندي kitabun, I have a book. عندي qalamun, عندي sayaratun. Inda is used with things. While li, yani lahu laha, is used for people and things that are inseparable. Okay, so please, yani, kind of go back over these things and look at the difference between the use of li and indi. The difference between them. Li for akh, li for fem, inda for kitab, yani for sayara, for bait, and so on. Also look at the difference between the use of inda and ma'a. Inda, with a person in their special place, ma'a, with them anywhere. Okay, so that's what we wanted to go over today. Yani, in terms of some of the past things that we covered in the past, I just wanted to clarify, yani, these couple of words. Yani, the difference between anda and li, and the difference between anda and ma'a. Okay. The next point that we want to look at is the homework review sheet, number 18 or page 18. Which deals with the use of the relative pronoun, alladhi. Yani, ism al-mawsool, the relative pronoun, alladhi. And this is the last homework. yani homework review sheet that we had. So it deals with the relative pronoun alladhi. That's the masculine form, and allati is the feminine form in the plural. It's like we see we hear in the Quran a lot, alladhina. Alladhina, that's the masculine, and allai or allati, the feminine. So we have alladhi here. This is used for yani the singular for masculine. The singular for feminine is allati. Okay? The instruction says, رَتِّبْ الْكَلِمَاتِ الْآتِيَةَ لِتُكَوِّنَ مِنْهَا جُمْلَةً. Any arrange, or as they wrote in their translation, rearrange the words to make a sentence. Yani put the words in order, the following words in order, so that it becomes a yani jumla mufida, yani complete sentence. So one hint in doing this exercise, perhaps you noticed that in every box there's a question word. Ma, men, aina, and so on. Limen. And we know that one of the rules in Arabic is that the ism istifham, the question word, laha sadara, it always comes first in a sentence. So if you remember that, then you're going to always start with your question word when you make a sentence, and this will help you to rearrange these words in each box to a sentence. So, if we start with the question word, ma ismu, yani what is the name of the akh, the brother, alladhi, who, kharaja, went out. That's how I rearrange the words. Ma ismu al-akhi alladhi kharaja. Ma ismu al-akhi alladhi kharaja. What is the name of the brother who went out? So this is our word alladhi, which means who. If it's in reference to a person. If it's in reference to a thing, which. Yani, the tree, which. The man, who. The second sentence. The question word is, Liman. For whom? That's a question, right? Liman ad-daftaru alladhi hunaka. To whom belongs the daftar, the notebook? Alladhi, the notebook, which. Because it's a thing here, not who. The notebook, which. Is hunaka, over there. Number three. Min aina. The question word is aina, right? Min aina. From where? Min aina al-kitabu alladhi indaka. From where is the book? Alladhi, which is with you, which you have. And the last sentence. The question word again is liman. To whom? Liman. Al-miftahu, to whom belongs, li men, to whom belongs, al-miftahu, the key, alladhi, which is, ala, on al-kursiyyi, on the chair, li men al-miftahu alladhi ala al-kursiyyi, to whom belongs the key, which is upon the chair. Okay, this is the end of this exercise, and this is the end of these weekly homework assignments. I hope, inshallah, that they have been of some benefit. Okay, let's go now to the new lesson. But before we do the new lesson, we want to quickly review the grammatical points from lesson 19, which is the foundation of the same grammatical points in lesson 20. So today, inshallah, our new lesson is 20, but we want to look at yani what we had in the English 319, because it's the same rules. So we're going to refresh our memory by quickly looking at the English key for lesson 19 on page 51. Okay, the difference between lesson 19 and 20 is that in 19, yani we have the masculine ma'adud, the thing being counted. And in 20 we have the feminine ma'adud. Alright, so the rules from the numbers from 3 to 10, the number is going to be opposite the ma'adud. The adad, the number, is going to be opposite the ma'adud, the thing that we are counting or numbering. So we have to pay attention. If the ma'adud is masculine, from 3 to 10 we're going to have a feminine number. Okay, that's how it is in 19. In 20, the ma'adud is feminine, so we're going to have a masculine number. The number is from 3 to 10. Alright, so let's look at the rules quickly. And we should know this very well by now. Before we go to the English key for 20 and do the exercises and the Arabic text and the exercises and vocabulary. Okay, again, lesson 19, page 51. In this lesson, we learn the numbers 3, 2, 10. Actually, we learned the numbers 1 to 10, but the numbers for 3 to 10 have the special rules that we have to pay careful attention to. As far as 1 and 2, the rule concerning both of them is relatively simple. Again, the numbers here from 3 to 10 in this lesson 19 that we completed is with a masculine noun, a masculine ma'dud. So that means the number is going to be feminine. As far as 1 and 2, it says the word for 1 is wahidun, and it follows the noun, comes after the noun that you're counting as an adjective. So it's going to act like an adjective and agree with the noun that you're counting. So for example, if you want to say one book, you're going to say kitabun, and then you're going to bring the number wahidun. And it has to agree with it. If the thing, the noun, was feminine, like sayyaratun, as we're going to see in lesson 20, then we have to say sayyaratun wahidatun. You have to make the number feminine. Because the number for 1 and 2, the number, the adad and the ma'adud, are going to be an agreement in gender. Alright, so they gave us one book, kitabun wahidun. The same thing if we said a desk, maktabun wahidun. Qalamun wahidun. And so on, like this. The word for two is ithnan. And we're going to see in the next lesson, yani the feminine form of ithnan is ithnatan. So ithnan, this also follows the noun as an adjective, just like wahidun does. It comes after the thing that you're counting, the ma'adud. So if you wanted to say two books, you're going to say kitabani, two books, and then you're going to say ithnani. Okay? So the number two is going to follow the thing that you're counting, like the number one follows the thing that you're counting, and it agrees with it in gender. Kitabani, kitab is masculine, so ithnani is the masculine form. We'll see if it was sayaratani, sayara is feminine, then we will say ithnatani. Not ithnani, but ithnatani. We're going to see that in lesson 20 today. Okay, here they said, usually the word ithnan is omitted, because the dual form, any kitabani, maktabani, sayaratani, gurfatani, the dual form is enough to suggest the meaning of two. It already tells you that they're two. The dual form of the noun tells you that it's used for two things. So you really don't need the number following it, but ithnan is used for emphasis. So if it's used, it means that we want to emphasize that there are two of them. Even though we're already saying kitabani, that means two books, but if we want to emphasize it, then we'll use the number after it. Okay, that's for 1 and 2. The adad, the number, follows the ma'adud, the thing being counted, and it agrees with it in being masculine or feminine. As far as the numbers for 3 to 10, these numbers are used as mudhaf, meaning that the number is going to be mudhaf, and the thing being counted is going to come after it as mudhafun ilayhi. And remember in lesson 5, we said that the mudhaf never takes alif, lam, or tanween. It can take any vowel, dhamma, kasra, or fatha. The mudhaf ilayhi, in this case the ma'adud, the thing being counted, is going to always be majroor. The primary sign of a noun being majroor is kasra. So it's going to be majroor, the ma'adud, the thing being counted, is going to be majroor because it's mudhaf ilayhi, and it's also going to be plural, jam. So it's going to be jam, and it's also going to be majroor. Okay? So, the numbers from 3 to 10, these numbers are used as mudhaf. For example, 3 books. The number is going to come first, and then books is going to come, yani in the plural form, mudhafun ilayhi majroor. Thalathatu kutubin. Notice, the kutub is the plural of kitab. Kitab is masculine, so the numbers for 3 to 10, the number is going to be opposite the thing being counted, the ma'adud, in gender. So, kutubun is masculine, thalathatu is feminine. The ta marbuta at the end tells you that it's the feminine number. The masculine numbers, when we have a feminine ma'adud, we're going to see the ta marbuta being omitted. Okay, after that they gave us 4 houses. Arba'atu buyutin. Arba'atu is feminine. Buyut is the plural of bait, that's masculine. Buyut is plural, and it's mudhafun ilayhi majroor with kasra. 5 pens. Khamsatu aqlamin. Khamsatu is the feminine number with aqlam, the plural of qalam, which is masculine. But here the ma'adud is going to be plural, and it's going to be mudhafun ilayhi majroor with kasra. 10 men. Asharatu rijalin. Asharatu is feminine with ta marbuta, and rijalun is yani masculine, rajul, yani the plural of rajul. But the ma'adud is going to be what? It's going to be plural, and it's going to be mudafun ilayhi majroor with kasra. The noun that denotes the thing numbered is called ma'dud. Okay, so the number is the adad, and the thing that is being numbered or counted is called the ma'dud. For the numbers from 3 to 10, the ma'dud is going to be plural, and it's going to be mudawfun ilayhi majrur with kasra. And it's going to be opposite in gender. Yani, the ma'dud and the adad are going to be opposite in gender. Note that the ma'dud is plural, and it is in the genitive case, because it is mudawfun ilayhi. The word denoting the number may be in any case. Yani, in other words, thalathatu, arba'atu, khamsu, asharatu. That number, the adad, may be in any case. It could be nominative, could be genitive, could be accusative. For example, three students went out. Kharaja thalathatu tullabin. So, kharaja is the fi'l, the verb. Thalathatu is the fa'il, the do of the action, and the fa'il is always marfu'un, so you see it takes dhamma. And tulabin is mudawfun ilayhi majrur with kasr. In four houses, fi arba'ati buyutin. Here, the number arba'ati is majrur with kasra, because it's the object of the preposition fi. And buyut is mudawfun ilayhi majrur with kasra. I saw five men, ra'aytu khamsata rijalin. Khamsata is the maf'ulun bi, the object of the verb. Maf'ulun bi is always mansub, so you see it's taking fatta. And rijalun is mudawfun ilayhi majrur with kasra. Okay, so that's what I wanted to go over in terms of the rules for the numbers 1 and 2, and the rules for the numbers from 3 to 10, because we're going to be looking at that again, the same rules in lesson 20, except that in lesson 19 we had the masculine ma'dud, thing being counted. And in lesson 20, we have the feminine ma'dud, the thing being counted. Okay, so let's turn now to lesson 20. English key on page 53. And the vocabulary on page 54. Let me look at my time here. Okay. Good. Alright, lesson 20. It says here in this lesson we learned the number, or should be numbers, from 3 to 10. With feminine ma'adud. We have already learned these numbers with masculine ma'adud. And in the previous lesson. For example, three sons, thalathatu abna'in. And we had the masculine ma'adud in the previous lesson. So, abna' is the plural of ibn, it's masculine. So, thalathatu, the number has to be feminine. With ta' marbuta. The ta' marbuta at the end of the number indicates that the feminine, that the number is feminine. And that means the feminine number is used with a masculine ma'adud. In this lesson, we're going to have a feminine ma'adud. So we're going to see the numbers are going to be masculine without ta marbuta. So that's what we had in the previous lesson. Thalathatu abna'in. Three sons. Now, if the ma'adud is feminine, unlike abna', which is masculine, the ta marbuta at the end of the number is omitted. So here, yani, for example, we're going to read from right to left, starting from the right side with the masculine ma'adud. Okay, on the right column, all the ma'adud are going to be masculine. Abna, ikhwa, aba, rijal, tulab, buyut, rijal, all of these, yani ma'adud, are masculine. So the numbers are going to be feminine with ta marbuta. When we go to the left column, as we go across each line, we're going to see that the ma'adud in these expressions are going to be feminine. Banat, girls, akhawat, sisters, ummahat, mothers, nisa, women, talibat, lady students, guraf, yani the plural of ghurfa, which is feminine. So we see that all the ma'adud in the left column are going to be feminine, so the numbers are going to be masculine. They're not going to have ta marbuta. So please note the difference between the numbers in the right-hand column and then the number in the left-hand column as we go across. The right-hand column has masculine ma'adud, the number is feminine. And as we go across the line to the left-hand side, we're going to see that ma'adud is feminine. The number is going to be masculine without ta marbuta. Okay, so let's just read across from the masculine side to the feminine side. Masculine side, three sons. Thalathatu abna'in. Thalathatu is feminine. Abna' is masculine. Going across, three daughters. Thalathu banatin. Thalathu is masculine. Banat is feminine. Okay, and also the ma'adud, remember, is going to be plural and it's going to be mudawfun ilayhi majrur. Banatin. The next line. Arba'atu ikhwatin. Four brothers. Arba'atu is feminine. Ikhwa is the plural of akh. It's masculine. Even though it ends with tarmabuta, but nonetheless, the origin of the word, yani ikhwa, brothers, is masculine. Going across, four sisters. Arba'u akhwatin. Four sisters. Arba'u is masculine because akhwat, sisters, is feminine. Next line. Khamsatu aba'in. Five fathers. Khamsatu is feminine. Aba is plural of ab, masculine. Going across, five mothers. Khamsu ummahatin. Khamsu, masculine number, feminine, ma'dud, ummahat, mothers. Sittatu rijalin, six men. Sittatu, feminine number, rijal, masculine, ma'dud. Six women. Sittu nisa'in. Sittu, masculine number, feminine, ma'dud, women. Sab'atu tullabin, seven male students. Sab'atu, feminine, tullab, plural of talib, is masculine. Seven lady students. Sab'u talibatin. Masculine number, feminine ma'dud. Thamaniyatu buyutin. Eight houses. Buyut is the plural of bait, masculine. Thamaniyatu, feminine number. Eight rooms. Thamani ghurafin. Yani, thamani is a masculine number because ghuraf is the plural of ghurfatun, which is feminine. So the number has to be masculine. After this one, it says, note that thamani, yani gurafin, thamani has sukun on the last letter. Unlike, yani sab'u, and sittu, and khamsu, and arba'u, and thalathu, thamani has sukun on the last letter. Okay, so this is an irregular number. The number 8 is always irregular, so please pay attention to its irregularities. The feminine form is normal, thamaniyatu. The masculine form is irregular, thamani. The next one, it says from the right side, asharatu rijalin. Yani 10 men. Asharatu is feminine number, adad, rijal, masculine, ma'adud, thing being counted. 10 women, ashru nisa'in. 10 women, ashru is masculine number, nisa, feminine, ma'adud. Note that asharatu, yani in the masculine side, yani asharatu, feminine number with masculine ma'adud. Note that the feminine number asharatu has fatha on the sheen, the second letter. And ashru has sukoon on the sheen, the second letter. Yani ashru, the masculine number with feminine ma'adud, has sukoon on the sheen. So please pay attention to this. And the numbers from 1 to 10, the number for 10, asharatu, for the feminine number, is going to have a vowel on the sheen. The masculine number, ashru, has sukoon on the sheen. The last point they say here is that the feminine of wahid is wahidatun, and the feminine of ithnani is ithnatani. For example, from right to left, li ukhtun wahidatun, li ukhtani ithnatani. Okay, so what they're saying here is that we had 1 and 2 in the lesson 19. Now we have the feminine forms for 1 and 2. Wahidun, feminine. Wahidatun with tarmabuta. Ithnani, masculine form. Yani, feminine. Ithnatani. Okay, so please memorize, yani, these numbers. After this, we're going to look at the vocabulary on the following page, 54. From the right side, it says kalimatun means a word, and its plural is kalimat. Or maybe they mean to say kalimatun is the plural of kalimatun. Kalimat is the plural of kalimatun. Going down, majallatun with shadda on the lam. Majallatun means a magazine or a journal. Harafun with sukoon on the ra. Harafun means a letter of the alphabet. Its plural is hurufun. Going to the left-hand column, Indonesia is Indonesia, the country. And ghurafun is the plural of ghurfatun, means a room. Durusun is the plural of darsun, means a lesson. And a'mamun is the plural of am, with shadda on the meem, ammun, which means a paternal uncle, meaning the brother of your father. Alright, so let's go now to the Arabic text on page 109. Arabic text on page 109. Okay, let's read and translate. Hopefully, for homework, everybody had a chance to read this, write it, and translate it. Okay, so we're going to read through it, and we're going to look at yani the rules of the numbers particularly, because that's what this lesson is focused upon. At the top of the page, it says, Ad-Darsu Al-Ishruna, the 20th lesson. Layla says, and we have Layla, and we have Salma. Layla says, Ya Salma, O Salma, Afi Fasliki talibatun min al-Sini wal-Yabani. Afi fasliki, is there in your fasl talibatun, female students, min al-Sini, from China, wal-Yabani, and Japan? Salma says, Naam, yes. Fi faslina khamsu talibatin min al-Sini wa arba'u talibatin min al-Yabani. وَثَمَانِ طَالِبَاتٍ مِنْ إِنْدُونِيسِيَا. She said, yes, in our classroom are 5 female students from China. Notice that 5 is a masculine number with feminine madu talibat. And 4 female students from Japan. أَرْبَعُ, masculine number with feminine madu talibat. And ثَمَانِ طَالِبَاتٍ, ثَمَانِ, masculine number with the feminine madu talibatin مِنْ إِنْدُونِيسِيَا. Also note that the number thamaniya, in its masculine form with the feminine ma'dud, has sukoon on the last letter, not yani a vowel, doesn't take dhamma or fatha or kasra. As the other numbers, yani can, their vowel ending can change. Here it just has sukoon. Salma says, wa fi faslina thalathu, masculine number, talibatin, min al-hindi, wa sittu, masculine number, talibatin, من الفلبيني وسبع طالبات من تركيا. Note the numbers here, ثلاث, ست, and سبع, all masculine numbers with the feminine معدود طالبات. So in our classroom are 3 female students from India, الهند, and 6 female students from الفلبين, the Philippines, and 7 female students from تركيا, yani Turkey. Salma says, Kam ukhten laki, ya Layla. Now notice she didn't say, Kam ukhten indaki, because ukht and akh and ab, these are relations, people. And we don't use li with them. We use li, we don't use inda. So she said, Kam ukhten laki. How many sisters do you have, O Layla? Layla says, Li. ثلاث أخوات. ثلاث masculine عدد, أخوات feminine معدود. I have 3 sisters. وكم أخا لك. And how many brothers do you have? لي خمسة إخوة. خمسة feminine عدد, إخوة brothers masculine معدود. And also remember, for the numbers from 3 to 10, the معدود is going to be plural. And it's going to be mudafun ilayhi majrur with kasra. Khamsatu ikhwatin. Salma says, Laki thalathu akhawatin wa khamsatu ikhwatin. Yani you have 3 akhawat, sisters, and 5 ikhwa, brothers. Thalathu, masculine number, akhawat, feminine, ma'dud. Khamsatu, feminine number, with ikhwa, masculine ma'dud. Layla says, Naam, yes, yani that is correct. I have 3 sisters and 5 brothers. After a pause, she said, Wakam akhan wa ukhtan laki. And how many brothers and sisters do you have? Salma says, Li arba'atu ikhwatin. Arba'atu, feminine number, ikhwatin, masculine ma'dud. Wa arba'u akhwatin. Arba'u, masculine number, أخوات feminine معدود. أَرْبَعَةُ إِخْوَةٍ وَأَرْبَعُ أَخَوَاتٍ. I have four brothers and four sisters. Layla says, لي زميلة اسمها خديجة. I have a classmate. Her name is خديجة. لها ثمانية إخوة وثماني أخوات. ثماني والسكون. يعني I have a classmate. Her name is خديجة. And she has eight brothers and eight sisters. Notice that ثمانية feminine عدد with إخوة masculine معدود and ثماني masculine عدد with أخوات feminine معدود. Okay, I hope everybody يعني was able to read and يعني translate and comprehend يعني the rules related to the numbers that contained in this dialogue. After this, we want to go to يعني the exercises. Okay, the first exercise on page 110. At the top of page 110, it says تمارينو, يعني exercises. تمارين is the plural of what? Huh? تمرين. تمرينون. But here, it's plural تمارينو. Doesn't have تنوين because it's ممنوع من الصرف. Okay, let's read the exercise. One. Exercise. The first, يعني, exercise says, اقرأ واكتب. Read and write. Okay, these are just the numbers. The masculine numbers with feminine. معدود. The thing that you need to know is number 8, ثماني طالبات. ثماني has سكون. And also, عشر طالبات. The number 10, the masculine number 10 has سكون on the sheen, as opposed to the feminine number 10, عشرتو. يعني عشرتو has فتح on the sheen of the feminine عدد. Alright, so, يعني we'll just read through them quickly. ثلاثو, all these are going to be masculine numbers. ثلاثو طالبات. Three female students. أربع طالبات. Four female students. خمس طالبات. Five female students. ست طالبات. Six female students. سبع طالبات. Seven female students. ثماني طالبات. Eight female students. تسع طالبات. Nine female students. And عشر طالبات. يعني ten female students. So the first exercise is just يعني making sure that we're clear that the feminine ma'adud is going to have all masculine numbers from 3 to 10. The number is going to be opposite the ma'adud. As for 1 and 2, it's going to be a not. The number is going to follow the thing being counted, and it's going to be masculine with masculine and feminine with feminine. Now, okay, let's look at the next exercise. Next exercise says, اقرأ واكتب. Same instruction, read and write. So, of course, you know, when the instruction says read and write, you have to write now, okay? Other exercises, you might not write them, although it's better to write them. But here, if it says write, you have to write. And you also have to always translate everything, that all the exercises that we do, you have to translate them. اقرأ واكتب, read and write. Number one, في بيتنا ثلاث غرف. Meaning, في بيتنا, in our house. Notice that بيتي has كسرة because it's the object of the preposition في. في بيتنا, in our house, ثلاث غرف. There are three rooms. غرف is the plural of غرفة with تاء مربوطة in the singular form. So غرفة is feminine, therefore the number is masculine, ثلاث. Number two, في الجامعة عشر حافلات. حافلات. In the university, there are 10 buses. عشرو, masculine. عدد, حافلات, feminine. معدود. Also, remember, from 3 to 10, the معدود is going to be plural. And it's going to be مضاف إليه مجرور with كسرة. Number 3. في هذه المدرسة ثماني مدرسات. In this school, there are 8 teachers, female teachers. Notice here that the word al-madrasati is majroor with kasra. Okay, the reason why it's majroor is because it is the bedal for hadihi, and hadihi is the object of the preposition fi. So hadihi, even though it's mabniyun, it doesn't change, but it's in the place where it should be, majroor, and therefore al-madrasa, which is its bedel, its substitute, also has to be majroor. Fi hadhihi al-madrasati thamani mudarrisatin. In this school there are 8 female teachers. Number 4. Abbasun, with shadda on the ba, Abbasun lahu sab'u banatin. Abbas, for him, he has 7 banat, 7 daughters. Sab'u is masculine adad, with banat, plural of bint, feminine ma'dud, masculine with feminine. Number 5. Fi baytina tis'u dajajatin. In our house there are 9 chickens. Dajaja is feminine, so tis'u is masculine. Number 6. Fil jamiati khamsu kulliyatin. Kulliyatin. Shadda on the lam and shadda on the ya. In the Jamia, there are 5 kulliyat, yani colleges or faculties, like the faculty of Hadith, the faculty of Sharia, faculty of yani Quran, and so on. In the Jamia, there are 5 kulliyat. Number 7. Fil mustashfa, 10 tabibatin, wa 4 mumarridatin. In the hospital, there are 10 masculine, adad, with feminine ma'dud, tabibat, plural of tabiba, tabiba. Wa arba'u, masculine number, with mumarridat, feminine of mumarrida. 10 female doctors and 4 female nurses in the hospital. Number 8, Khalidun, lahu 3 abna'in. وَأَرْبَعُ بَنَاتٍ. Khalid has 3 abna, 3 sons. وَأَرْبَعُ, and 4 banat, daughters. Notice, ثَلَاثُ, feminine adad, abna, masculine ma'dud, أَرْبَعُ, masculine adad, banat, feminine ma'dud. Number 9. لِي خَمْسَةُ إِخْوَةٍ وَسِتُّ أَخَوَاتٍ. I have 5 brothers and 6 sisters. And if we're going to continue with this exercise number 2. We're going to continue on page 111. Yani to the next sentence. Sentence number 10 on the top of page 111. We're still in exercise number 2. Read, write, and translate. Number 10. Fi هذا الكتاب 10 دروس. Fi هذا الكتاب. Notice الكتاب is مجرور with كسر because what? It's بدل for هذا. And هذا is the object of the preposition fi. So هذا is in the place where it should be مجرور. Therefore it's بدل. الكتاب has to also be مجرور. Remember we said the بدل. There are different types of بدل. The one that we have studied so far is when an اسم إشارة, like هذا or هذه or تلك or ذلك. Then when an اسم إشارة is followed by a noun with ألف لام. اسم إشارة followed by a noun with ألف لام. That means that's a بدل. Yani substitute type of construction where either one of them can take the place of the other. So if you took out هذا, the sentence will still be complete. You could say في الكتاب 10 دروس. In the book there are 10 lessons. Or pointing to the book you could say في هذا, in this, pointing to the book, in this في هذا 10 دروس, in this are 10 lessons. So this is a better construction where either one of the two words can take the place of the other. But when they come together, both of them, then it gives them more clear meaning. Number 11. لَنَا أَرْبَعَةُ أَعْمَامٍ وَخَمْسُ عَمَّاتٍ. لَنَا, we have 4 uncles, paternal uncles, and 5 يعني paternal aunts. Both of them are from the father's side. Brothers of the father and sisters of the father. أَعْمَام is the plural of عَمْ. That means a paternal uncle. And ammat is the feminine of amma. Yani is the plural of the feminine. Am, its feminine is amma. The plural of amma is ammat. Paternal uncles, paternal aunts. We have 4 paternal uncles and 5 paternal aunts. Number 12. Fi baladi khamsu jami'atin. In our country, on our land, our town or city, are 5 universities. Khamsu, masculine, adad. Jamiat, feminine ma'dud. Number 13. في ذلك الدرس ثماني كلمات جديدة. في ذلك الدرس, again, الدرس is مجرور because it's the بدل for ذلك. اسم إشارة followed by a noun with ألف لام. ذلك الدرس. ذلك is the object of the preposition في, so it's in the place where it should be مجرور, and الدرس is its بدل, so it has to be مجرور. في ذلك الدرس, in that lesson, ثماني كلمات جديدة. There are 8 new words. Number 14, the last sentence for exercise number 2. عندي ثلاث مجلات. يعني I have 3 magazines. Again, the rule that we're looking at here with the numbers, 3 to 10. The adad, if it's يعني masculine, that's because the ma'adud is feminine. Masculine, adad with feminine ma'adud. That's what we have in lesson 20. Feminine ma'adud. Masculine adad. Okay, let's go on to the next exercise, number 3. Says, أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. Answer concerning the following questions. Remember, an is a preposition, so the word after it should be ism majrur with kasra. An al-as'ilati al-atiyati musta'amilan using al-adad al-madhkur bayna qawsayni. And he answer the following questions using the number that is mentioned between the parentheses. Okay, the number at the end of the sentence, they want you to answer the question using that number. Alright, so the question number 1, كم أخن لك, how many brothers do you have? Also remember that after the word كم, the word that follows it, which tells you what you are asking, how many of what, that word is called the تمييز of كم. It's always going to be singular, مفرد, and منصوب in the accusative case, singular and in the accusative case. كم أخن, even though أخن is singular, but in English we're going to say how many brothers. In Arabic you have to use the singular after كم. كم أخن لك, how many brothers do you have? Answer, you have to use the number in the parenthesis, 6, right? لي ستة إخوة. ستة, feminine number, إخوة, masculine معدود. I have 6 brothers. Number 2, كم أختن لك, how many sisters do you have? لي خمس, the number they gave us is 5. لي خمس أخوات, I have 5 sisters. خمس, masculine عدد, أخوات, feminine معدود. Number 3, كم بقرة في الحقل, how many cows are in the field? Again, after كم, the word following it should be singular and منصوب, بقرة. In أخن and أختن we have an ألف at the end of that word, and that's because words in Arabic that end with فتحة, double فتحة, تنوين فتحة, they must be followed by ألف unless that word يعني ends with تاء مربوطة. Okay, there's another exception, but for now we'll just remind you of this one, بقرة, because it ends with تاء مربوطة, it's not going to take an extra ألف after the two فتحة. كم بقرة في الحقل, how many cows are in the field? They gave us the number 10. في الحقل عشر بقرات. بقرات, يعني in the field are 10 cows. Number 4, كم طالبة جديدة في الفصل, how many new female students are in the classroom? في الفصل 9 طالبات جدد. In the classroom are 9 new female students. Judud is the plural of jadid and jadida. Judud is the plural of jadid and jadida for new. Number 5, كم طبيبة في المستشفى وفي مستشفى الولادة. مستشفى الولادة, how many female doctors are in the hospital of childbirth, يعني the maternity hospital. يعني في مستشفى الولادة ثماني طبيباتٍ. In the maternity hospital are 8 female doctors. They gave us the number 8. Number 6, كم حافلةً في الجامعة. How many buses are in the university? They gave us the number 6. يعني في الجامعة ست حافلات. In the university are 6 buses. Number 7, كم ابنًا لك. How many sons do you have? لي أربعة أبناء. I have 4 sons. أربعة feminine معدود with masculine, I mean feminine عدد with masculine معدود. Number 8, كم بنتًا لك. How many daughters do you have? لي سبع بنات. I have 7 daughters. Number 9, كم جامعة في بلدك. How many universities are in your country or in your land or your town? يعني في بلدي, in my land, are 3 جامعات. 3 universities. Number 10, كم كتابا عندك. How many books do you have? عندي ثمانية كتب. ثمانية feminine معدود, I mean feminine عدد with masculine معدود. كتب is the plural of كتاب, it's masculine, so the number has to be feminine. عندي ثمانية كتب. Okay, let's turn the page. This is the end of exercise number 3. Again, this exercise is designed what? To get us used to primarily the use of the numbers. And you're paying attention especially to the ma'adud when it is feminine, that it has to have a masculine number. But also, let me mix it up a little bit. There's some masculine ma'adud here as well. But this lesson is primarily focused on the feminine ma'adud with the masculine number. Okay, let's turn to page 112, exercise number 4. Here, the top of the page, 112, exercise number 4 says, اقرأ الجملة الآتية واكتبها مع كتابة الأعداد الواردة فيها بالحروف. اقرأ الجملة الآتية. Read the following sentences. الجمل is the plural of الجملة with تاء مربوطة. الجمل is the plural of الجملة, the sentence. Read the following sentences. وَاكْتُبْهَا, and write them. هَا here is the pronoun that's referring back to الجمل, sentences. Remember when we have a plural, like جمل, for غير عقل plural, we treat it as though it's feminine. So we use the pronoun that's feminine singular to refer back to الجمل. Read the following sentences. وَاكْتُبْهَا, and write them. هَا meaning the following sentences. Write them. مع كتابتي, يعني write them by كتابتي الأعداد الواردة فيها بالحروف. يعني كتابتي writing الأعداد الواردة, the numbers, يعني the figures, the numerals that are mentioned in them, writing them with حروف, يعني with letters. يعني writing the numerals, يعني the numbers, writing them as words. يعني like, instead of the numeral 5, you write the word F-I-V-E. That's in English, right? But in Arabic, يعني instead of writing the numeral, you're going to write the word for it. يعني خمسة, ستة, سبعة, and so on. Alright, so here they want you to read the following sentences and then write them. But this time, they wrote them with numerals. They want you to write them with words. They want you to write them with words. Alright? بالحروف. Write them, كتابة الأعداد الواردة فيها بالحروف. Write them as words. Okay, number 1. لي أربعة إخوة وثلاث أخوات. أربعة masculine عدد, إخوة يعني I'm saying أربعة feminine عدد with إخوة masculine معدود. ثلاث masculine عدد with أخوات feminine معدود. And I have 4 brothers and 3 sisters. Number 2. محمد له خمسة أبناء وثماني بنات. Muhammad has 5 sons and 8 daughters. محمد له خمسة أبناء. خمسة feminine معدود, feminine عدد, and أبناء يعني masculine معدود. ثماني بنات. ثماني يعني masculine عدد بنات feminine معدود. Number three, عندي 10 كتب وسبع مجلات. I have 10 books and 7 magazines. عندي 10 كتب. كتب is masculine, 10 feminine عدد. سبع مجلات. مجلات is the plural of مجلة. Feminine. سبع masculine عدد. Number four. في المستشفى تسع طبيبات وست ممرضات. In the hospital are 9 female doctors and 6 female nurses. يعني تسع طبيبات. تسع is masculine عدد. طبيبات feminine معدود. ست masculine عدد. With ممرضات feminine معدود. Number five. عندي أربعة قمصان. قمصان. I'm sorry. Should be عندي أربعة four قمصان. قمصان. نعم. يعني قمصان is ممنوع من الصرف, so it should take فتة. نعم. عندي أربعة قمصان. يعني I have four shirts. قمصان is the plural of قميص. نعم. قميص is masculine, so أربعة is feminine عدد. Number six. لهذه السيارة أربعة أبواب. For this car. هذه السيارة. لهذه السيارة أربعة أبواب. It has four doors. أبواب is the plural of باب, it's masculine. أربعة feminine عدد. Number seven. في هذه الكلمة خمسة حروف. In this word of five letters. الحروف is the plural of حرف, it's masculine. خمسة is feminine عدد. Number eight. في مدرستنا ثماني مدرسات. In our school are 8 female teachers. مدرسات is the plural of مدرسة feminine. ثماني is masculine عدد. Number 9. في بيتنا عشرة رجال وعشر نساء. In our house are 10 men and 10 women. عشرة رجال. Feminine عدد. Masculine معدود. عشر masculine عدد. نساء feminine معدود. Number 10. Last one for this exercise. ذهب أبي إلى الرياض قبل ثلاثة أيام. يعني my father went to Riyadh, the capital of Saudi Arabia, before 3 days or 3 days ago. قبل ثلاثة أيام. And remember the words قبل and بعد. The word after them are always going to be مضاف إليه مجرور. قبل ثلاثة أيام. أيام is the plural of يوم. يوم is masculine, so ثلاثة is feminine عدد. Okay, the last exercise we have here. اكتب, exercise number 5, bottom of page 112. اكتب الأعداد من ثلاثة إلى عشرة. يعني write the numbers من ثلاثة, from 3 إلى عشرة, to 10. واجعل كلا من الكلمات الآتية معدودا له. Write the numbers from 3 to 10, right? And then, after each number, take the words that they have given. واجعل كلا من الكلمات الآتية, the following words, make each one of those words a معدود. 4, يعني the number. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Make each one of these words a معدود. For the numbers from 3 to 10. Okay, the first number is going to be 3, right? And the first word is سيارة. سيارة is feminine, so the number is going to be masculine. ثلاث سيارات. Remember, the معدود for the numbers from 3 to 10 is going to be plural. مضاف إليه مجرور. Plural. So سيارة is going to become سيارات. ثلاث سيارات. 3 cars. أخت. We're going to make it plural. The plural of أخت is أخوات. That goes for the number four, right? Akhawat is feminine, so the number is going to be masculine. Arba'u akhawatin, four sisters. Number five, talibatun, yani a female student. The plural of talibatun, talibat. The number five, therefore, has to be masculine with the feminine ma'dud. Khamsu talibatin, five female students. The next number is six, with the word majallatun. Magazine is feminine. Its plural is majallat. The adad has to be masculine. Sittu majallatin, six magazines. The next number is seven. The word they gave us is bint. The plural of bint is banat. It's feminine, so the number has to be masculine. Sabau banatin, seven daughters. The next number is eight. The word they gave us is sa'atun. Sa'atun, its plural is sa'at. Yani hours or watches. Sa'a means a watch, or it means an hour or clock. Sa'a. The number is eight. Sa'a is feminine, so the number has to be masculine. Thamani with sukoon. With sukoon, remember. Thamani sa'atin. Eight watches or clocks or hours. Okay, we still have 9 and 10, and they didn't give us any more words. At least in my book, I only have 6 words. So I got up to 8. Okay, because we skipped 1 and 2, right? The number is from 3 to 10. So we should have had 8 words, but I only got 6. So I'm going to give us the next word I'm going to make, shajara. Because if you notice, all the words they gave us are feminine. Sayyara, ukht, talibatun, majallatun, bintun, sa'atun. So probably what is intended here is to give you feminine words for the ma'dud. So we're going to give shajara, a tree, or baqara, a cow. Next number would be 9, tis'u baqaratin, 9 cows, or tis'u shajaratin, 9 trees. Next word I'm going to give is mudarrisa, female teacher, or you can say tabiba, female doctor, or mumarrida, female nurse, right? And the number is 10. So since the ma'adud is feminine, the number has to be masculine. Ashru, with sukoon on the sheen. Ashru mudarrisatin, or ashru tabibatin. Or it could be kalima, ashru kalimatin. Anyone like this. Okay, this is the end of the exercise. Number 5, let's turn to page 113 and look at the vocabulary words. Al-kalimat al-jadida. Al-kalimat al-jadida. Okay, al-kalimat al-jadida means, yani what? The new words. New words. So here in the new words, they have what? The first word, al-majallatu. Al-majallatu. Al-majallatu means the magazine. Al-majallatu. And its plural is majallat, majallatun. The next word going down, al-harfu, means a letter, like a letter of the alphabet, al-harfu. Its plural is hurufun, letters. The next word, Indonesia, yani Indonesia, the country. And the last word, al-kalimatu, yani the word. Its plural is kalimat. Kalimat, words. Okay. And this is the end of the lesson. Alhamdulillah. So, since we have finished the lesson and we still have a little bit of time left, maybe we'll just take a couple of minutes. I just want to take a couple of minutes and look at something here that may be of benefit to us. Okay. From amongst the rules that we have studied so far here, for the numbers from 1 to 10, we can look at it from two perspectives, okay? Just try to keep this in mind as you try to memorize the rules for the numbers. There are rules for the adad, the number, and there are rules for the ma'adud, the thing being counted. Alright, so you have to memorize the rules for each of them. So for the numbers from 1 to 10, the rule is that 1 and 2 is going to be like a knot, and it's going to be in agreement with the ma'adud. Yani masculine with masculine, and feminine with feminine. Kitabun wahidun. Shajaratun wahidatun. Same thing with two. Yani qalam qalamani ithnani or sayaratani ithnatani. For the numbers in 1 and 2, the adad and the ma'dud are going to be in agreement in gender, masculine with masculine and feminine with feminine. As far as the rules from 3 to 10, yani ala aqsa al-ma'dud, yani the number is going to be the opposite of the ma'dud. So if the ma'dud is feminine, then the number is going to be masculine, as we had in this lesson 20. And if the ma'dud is masculine, as we had in lesson 19, then the number is going to be feminine. So these are the rules that we had so far, 1 and 2 and 3 to 10. Please learn them well, because in the future we're going to be taking the numbers from 11 to 20, and they have different rules. Alright, so please try to pay attention. The numbers 11 and 12 have rules, 13 to 19 have rules, 20, 30, 40, 50 has rules, 100 and 1000 has rules, so there are a lot of rules. Okay, so just for now, the numbers 1 and 2 are not, they're in agreement with the ma'dud, 3 to 10 are in idhafa, the number coming first, the ma'dud coming after it being plural, and mudhafun ilayhi majrur. As far as the ma'dud, again, as we said, 1 and 2, the ma'adud is going to be like the man'ut, and the adad is going to be the na'at, describing it, coming after it. For 3 to 10, the ma'adud is going to be mudawfun ilayhi majrur, and it's going to be plural. Okay, so we're going to see different rules for 11 to 99, and we're going to see different rules for 100 and 1000. So please try to keep these rules in mind. I think we can stop here. I wish that we were in the classroom so that we could have some discussion and perhaps give you a chance to ask some questions. But in any case, hopefully these two lessons, the numbers from 3 to 10, lesson 19 and 20, hopefully they're clear to everyone. I don't think that there's anything too challenging in them. And it's just a matter of memorizing the rules and practicing with them. And the more we practice, I think the better our use of the numbers are going to become. And I say it is of the utmost importance that we practice with these numbers now before we go on in the future to the numbers from 11 to 20, and they have different rules. And then we go on to the numbers from 21 to 99, and they have different rules. And the number 100 has rules, and 1000 has rules. So before it gets complicated, let's try to master these numbers, practice with them as much as possible, go over the exercises. And next week, inshallah, for homework, we're going to have lesson 21 is a review lesson. Okay, so it's like an examination. It's like an examination. So please read it carefully. Go over it. Read it. Write it out. And normally, I would ask you to write it out, and I would review what you have written. But that may be a little bit difficult now, so please write it out. Read it. Write it. Translate it. And try to identify in this text for lesson 21 the rules that we covered in the previous lessons. Okay, it's a review lesson, so that means you're going to see in it things that we covered in the earlier lessons. Like you're going to see Alif Lam and Tanween. You're going to see the Asma al-Ishara, demonstrative pronouns, Hatha and Hadihi, and Dalika and Tilka. You're going to see numbers that we just had right now. You're going to see prepositions. You're going to see pronouns. You're going to see adverbs, Tahta, Amama, Indama. You're going to see al-idhafa that we had in lesson 5. So you're going to see a number of different things. Please examine that passage, lesson 21, examine it carefully, read it carefully, write it out, translate it, and try to identify the grammatical rules that we covered everywhere in that lesson. As we go through the lesson next week, inshallah, I'm going to try to point out where the rules that we've covered in the earlier lessons that come in that reading text. Okay, so please try to read it carefully, spend some time with it during the week. And then, after 21, we only have one topic remaining. So basically, we finished the book, we only have one topic remaining, that is the various categories of Mamnoon and Sarf. Because, like I said, 21 is a review lesson, like a test, and 22 and 23 is dealing with words that are diptotes, Mamnoon and Sarf, 8 different categories of words that are mamnoom and asarf that we have taken along the way as we're going through this book. So in the last lesson, the last two lessons, 22 and 23, we're going to just try to go over the rules related to words that are mamnoom and asarf and look at all the categories that we've studied so far. Okay, so please come prepared for that lesson next week, inshallah. The review lesson and the last topic, categories of words that are mamnu' min al-sarf. May Allah grant everyone success. I hope that we are really grasping the concepts of the Arabic language, memorizing the vocabulary, reading better, writing more, so that our skills are improved, our reading skills, our writing skills, and as much as possible, try to speak to whoever you can get to, whoever you can reach that can speak Arabic, whether they're a student like yourself or an Arabic speaking person. Use whatever words you know, fill it in with English. Anyway, you don't know a word, fill it in with English, no problem. Practice, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help. May Allah grant us success in learning the Arabic language, in learning the Quran, in learning the deen, and in practicing it in our daily lives, in public and in private. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.